Hello and welcome to ICF Charter Chapter Germany's podcast. My name is Anne Schweppenhäuser. Today I'm talking to Susanna Jojcikova and Boris Dobis from ICF Slovakia. So welcome to our podcast.
Good afternoon, Anna.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the invitation, Anna.
Thank you for having the time to talk a little bit about the situation of ICF chapters around the planet. So for those who don't know Susanna, Susanna is an experienced coach, PCC trainer and consultant in the field of leadership and business development. And she's working across a broad range of international companies in an HR senior executive capacity. She is currently president of ICF Chapter Slovak. And we are having here Dr. Boris Dobis. That much time needs to be there, having the titles, getting the titles. You're an ACC coach. And Boris focuses on leadership-oriented management development programs, individual coaching of managers, and as well coaching of leadership teams and workshop facilitation. He is currently member of the ICF Global Board of the Family Organization Credentials and Standards in the role of the treasurer and the secretary. So we have, and you were former member of the board within ICF Slovakia. So,
right.
Thank you. So let us have a little bit about how the chapter evolved and what were the major milestones of this chapter around the corner here from Germany, looking from Germany.
Okay. So thank you for your question, Anna. The Slovak chapter, let's say, might be a pretty young one. It was established in 2007 in summertime in August. So, and as we are a tiny country, now counting, let's say, 5.5 million citizens, so mm-hmm. our chapter is not that huge. Mm-hmm. For the time being, our chapter counts about 120 members, because, you know, it would oscillate from month to month. And of course, there is not the chapter only. There is a local entity of ICF, kind of subsidiary, and that local subsidiary counts about 80 members. Mm-hmm. So it does mean that automatically being the member of Slovak Charter chapter, you are not automatically the member of the local entity, because mm-hmm. it's a separate entity. So that's the reason. Okay, let's say, what was for us a very important milestone, that was the year 2016. In 2016, we became a charter chapter. That means in that year, we started counting 50 and more members. So that the moment that you may switch to charter chapter, and we are pretty proud of, just to be in a steady development phase, and from year to year we would grow and count more and more members. So that's probably in nutshell our short history with the most important points.
Yeah, and congratulations for becoming charter chapter, and keep going. And what makes the chapter so specific and so special? I'd like to address it to you, Susanna.
Yeah, I think that we are really special chapter, as far as I know, that we are very strong community. Very strong community, what's the support coaching very much here. Really, the community drives the coaching in Slovakia. And we have a very good collaboration with another association, a Slovak Association of Coaches, this local one. Even though this association counts like over 200 members, but the members, they are also friends of coaching, not just coaching, but still in our community. And we have very good cooperation with this association. And what is also special, I think, that we were thinking how to broaden knowledge about our institution and about our community. And what we found out that we introduced a special new membership. And that a member doesn't have to be a member of ICF Global for the period of 2 years. But what we wanted, mainly for those who are still in some training, sessions or courses, to show them how our community works, how to be a part of community, what activities we organize, and what local benefits they can have. Mm-hmm. And during this period, to show them that what benefits they might have once they become regular members of ICF Global as well.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. Yeah, Boris.
If I might add, one of the reasons was as well that, let's say, especially the old generation of coaches, they wouldn't speak English that well.
Okay.
And for them, all the possibilities, opportunities offered by ICF Global was not, let's say, reachable or accessible because mm-hmm. of not speaking English language. So that was one of the points why we introduced that, let's say, taste membership for maximally 2 years that you can try how it is to be a member and to cooperate with a local ICF under some conditions that are, of course, restricted compared to the full membership.
Yes, and I suppose that this model might be as well useful for other places in the world where they see or they have the same situation that they are not that familiar with English language. So thank you for giving this idea and probably via this podcast out in the world. So, and are there some special or traditional events that you regularly host?
So what we organize regularly, there are the workshops and webinars. So nowadays we organize at least 2 webinars per month.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide with the CCU, so core competencies unit points for renewing credential. And also by this, that we are sharing some new knowledge mm-hmm. with our members and they can earn these points. So there are like 2 benefits for them. And again, we have very good cooperation with ICF Czech chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So when we organize some activities, we invite their members and vice versa. And we use both our languages, they are similar, so we can use it and why not? And that they're just great cooperation. And except of this, we cooperate with the ICF Germany mm-hmm. Because ICF Germany invites us for also various activities and our coaches listen to the podcast, for example. And what about some other? Yeah, I need to mention now because it is coming this International Coach Week
mm-hmm.
in May. And every year we organize, we call it a coffee with a professional coach, this event for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we cooperate with our Slovak Association of Coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And during this event, our coaches provide with free coaching demonstrations of 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is usually like we provide like up to 300 sessions. So mm-hmm. it is, I think, quite huge. And also what I think I need to mention that it is the maybe most favorite one event. It is, we call it Peer Camp.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where our members meet in person and we have like very interesting speakers with some new topics and we share many information and we support each other. And I have also some more activities here, but Boris was raising his hand, so I don't know whether he would like to add something.
No, I was so happy that you started mentioning our retreat, Peer Camp, because it is, I would say, one of the most popular events that the people can meet, the coaches can meet face to face and discuss. During the day, we usually have different session seminars or whatever, and on the evening we can drink together a glass of wine. That is always useful, just to create the community and to support this relatedness, this belonging together. So it's something we are really proud of, to maintain that kind of event at least once per year, but usually twice a year.
Okay, twice a year.
Yeah. So, and also I need to mention a big conference which we organize biannually, and usually we split the program at the conference for two parts. The first part mainly for the coaches, where we invite some international coaches with some great new topics. And second part, usually we invite people from the business, like HR departments, managers, and I don't know, CFOs, I don't know, entrepreneurs, head of like companies, entrepreneurs. And so it is also, it is biannually. So this autumn, we plan to organize another one. And also we have general assembly every year. And again, we introduce very good speakers. Our members love it. Yeah. And this year, we have a very special guest, Christine Kranz, former ICF Germany president. And yeah, we have much more. We have, for example, many pro bono activities as well that our members can participate in. So, and pro bono, and we support teachers, people working with students, managers working in regional centers for teachers, for example. For example, these ones. And I think that I want also to mention this cooperation not only in Slovakia, but also with the association in Czech Republic. So there are like five institutions, and presidents of these five institutions, we meet regularly once per quarter. And they are ICF Slovak chapter, ICF Czech chapter, EMCC, so European Mentoring and Coaching Council, then Slovak Association coaches, and Association of Integrative Coaches. So we have informal meeting of the president of this coaching organization, and our meeting are very inspiring, and really it is like amazing that how different coach association can work together and share their knowledge and ideas.
So this sounds really as well, the connecting the dots in the region with different coaching associations as well. I think that keeps the idea fresh, and that keeps as well the identity, and it keeps makes up open-minded ideas of how to place coaching as well. And this is an initiative that takes place in Germany as well, with certain topics. We had it as called as round table coaching, in which discussions were taken, and we'd like to find some common standards for Germany. So coming back to you, what are your plans for the next future?
Yeah. Okay, I would start with a new tradition we have introduced, let's say, 2 years ago. There are not only retreats for coaches themselves, but we started organizing also retreats for the board. It's a fantastic combination of, let's say, doing professional business and social event.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we just go to a place of one of our board members where we stay overnight. And it is, once again, not only sitting, brainstorming, discussing, workshopping or whatever you want, but even socializing as well. And what is important to learning the local conditions, let's say, and even the local people.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our last session was in the total north of Slovakia. And as we are located in our capital, that is on the Austrian-Hungarian border, mm-hmm. opposite part of Slovakia, it was a nice trip as well to go there. And of course, what makes it interesting is as well that driving for 4 hours, you can keep very, let's say, fruitful discussions in the car too.
Mm-hmm.
So we use that time. And the main purpose of this session is just to create the strategy for our activities for the next year, or then a kind of vision for the next 3-5 years. And as already mentioned, what was the most important outcome from our last session was to open ourselves to the coaching community in Slovakia a little bit more. And one of the outcomes was agreeing on that, let's say, taster membership, mm-hmm. then the people can try how it is and what does it mean, what does it bring if I become the member. So mm-hmm. Let's say our general strategy is to grow our membership. As I mentioned, we have a small geographic disadvantage that we are located as let's say the chapter headquarter in Bratislava, in the capital, that is not in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it resulted in a situation that in the western part of Slovakia, ICF has a very good representation, let's say the local entity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Slovak Coaching Association is more present in the other part of Slovakia. And now our strategy is to expand a little mm-hmm. bit more with our activities to the other part of the country. And of course, as Zuzana mentioned, being a small country, we are really interested in cooperation with our neighboring chapters. So be that Austria, Germany, Czech Republic, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I can remember, it was, I don't know how many years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, that we succeeded to invite to our general assembly the presidents of all these chapters, and they really came, and
mm-hmm.
it was an awesome event.
Yeah.
That I can only recommend, because this inspiration and even organizing some events internationally makes sense, and it's appreciated by the coaches in general. Yeah. So Zuzka, if I have forgotten something, please add.
No, you didn't. Maybe some number I can share with you that in 6 months after we introduce this special membership, we got like 30 new members. So it is great number for us. It is like almost I don't know, 40% of all members we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are looking forward to work with them, showing them the benefits of our community, and then to showing them also to benefits to become ICF Global. So this is our like idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting as well. The retreats for the boards and for the coaches, I'd love to hear more about that. And probably you might talk a little bit about what are the needs of the members you have, especially because it seems as if there are several or some coaching association as well in your country. And what are the specific needs your members or your potential members might have?
So may I start, Ruska?
Yeah, please.
So, you know, as we usually experience in the coaching process, the first that you get mentioned by your client is what they dislike.
Yes.
And to get what they really want to and what they like is not so easy. But in order to be close to our membership, what we regularly do is, especially in the general assemblies, organizing a kind of workshop or a kind of discussion where we try to collect the needs.
Mm-hmm.
We provoke discussions and collect the needs of the members so that they articulate what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it is not that easy, but we have been trying to get the pieces of information. And of course, as a board, the local chapter is open anytime the members are asked even and prompted
mm-hmm.
to address the board, to write to the board, whatever they have, or even just to offer their, I would say, educational sessions for their colleagues. And
mm-hmm.
usually they do that on non-commercial basis. So they do that pro bono for the community, just not only taking for the community, but paying back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that works very well. And it is one of good sources for our CCE credits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Suska.
Yeah, and for example, we heard a suggestion, and for the first time this year, we organized General Assembly offline and online in the same time. Well, it was mm-hmm. really the first time. And so by this decision, we were able to bring on this assembly more our members, you know, usually those who were not in the capital in Bratislava. So they not all of them, they participated. So this was very good. And then once we have more people at the General Assembly, so then we can have better like feedback and ask them for the needs. So then we can react on.
That sounds great, Boris.
So, Zuzka, what we haven't mentioned yet, and I think it is an important part, is our cooperation with local coaching schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because unlike, let's say, other chapters or other local entities of ICF, on our board, we don't have any representative of coaching schools. So it is a kind of advantage, because there never have been any conflicts of interest. So that's great. On the other hand, then we have to seek an active connection to the coaching schools. And this cooperation works very well. And what I have to highlight as well is that these coaching schools are a perfect source of our new members.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay, that are coaching schools that are accredited by ICF Global. And one part of the education is even introducing ICF
mm-hmm.
as a professional non-profit organization. So many coaches would come and address us from the coaching schools, and as well we directly address them. And of course, if possible, we would go there and talk to the owners and talk to the students too. Mm-hmm. I think in that direction, Zuzka is very well experienced. So please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we did, we agreed at the board that each board member has at least one or two schools and is like in interaction in those schools. For example, one of those when I am going regularly is that the school organize a quarterly coaching club.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there in person and I speak in front of those students or ex-students about ICF, mm-hmm. or we do it online. So when some course or training is about the end or at the end when they hand over some certificate, so one of our members you know, connect himself or herself online and speak about ICF, inviting new students and new potential members.
That sounds amazing. And it sounds as well inviting. So we are here, we are showing up in person. We not give you just a piece of paper and then you can read something. So that I'm here and I'm present. Yeah. And are there other initiatives that you think about that might be important?
I don't know whether like new initiative, but what we want to make stronger to be more present at the social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we are active on LinkedIn, Facebook, and currently on Instagram as well. And we would like to come to like all potential members, all ages, you know, because some of the platform they use like a little bit older ones and some of the platforms younger ones. So we would like to be more present there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, from this strategy, what Boris has mentioned, it came out that we would like to be like more active in the business area, like to be more active with HR communities. We have, for example, here one organization, HR.com, or HR Open Forum. Mm-hmm. And so we would like also to be more in contact with them and to cooperate somehow.
Thank you.
So probably, if I may mention, another issue is that makes us, let's say, present in the general society. 6 years ago, there were established learning and development awards
mm-hmm.
in Slovakia, provided by a third company.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the categories is the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we would send there our representative from the ICF, and as well as there is a representative from the Slovak Coaching Federation, who are, let's say, responsible for showing up and let's say presenting the interests of professional coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, and therefore, let's say, having our influence there, it contributes to the situation that the people, especially in the HR world, better understand the position and function of the professional coaches or professional coaching itself. So that is even one way how we, let's say, penetrate the business life in the country.
This is a lovely idea to have it framed this way and to have a different audience that listens to the mm-hmm. to coaches in that certain situation. Sounds great.
Absolutely. Yep.
Are there ideas or shall we come to a closing today? What do you think?
So maybe we have one question to you, Anna.
Yes.
That what could our chapter take inspiration from your chapter?
That's a very interesting question, because an inspiring question as well, because I suppose what I learned now is that the situation is completely different. Because in ICF Germany, we installed sub-chapters. I suppose these regional structures that you have as well. And we have a very strong virtual education as a community. And there are sometimes two or three events each week in order to have different topics in place. I suppose what's really important is to have dedicated people on board in roles and functions, and to offer them as well the opportunity to say yes for a certain time frame, to say yes for half a year or for a special project, and then to say okay, and if it's over, then it's over. and then to have to recharge, because I suppose the situation might be with you as well as in Germany. There are some people that kind of have ICF as their second job, volunteer job, and that probably they might burn out as well over that, because there's so much to do and there's so many ideas to bring in. So probably what you'd like to learn, might learn, is give people the opportunity to shine and to have a role that accommodates their strengths so that they can shine, and give that much people the opportunity as are needed, and that, okay, there are some roles that might be, that probably are not, that not, you have to develop the strength for that. So treasurer would be a situation for me personally where I say, okay, thank you, but thank you. So give the people the opportunity what they really like to do. So, and do networking, and look from the perspectives of what might I contribute. And I think with the connections and the dots that you already brought together, it seems that if it's a very strong net that you knitted for the coach community, and probably to invite some people from outside and to have a fresh look in, and just to, and as well to go your own way, because I suppose that the situation you are in that needs special answers and not general answers. So I would recommend continue with your retreats, focus, be self-aware and focus on what your think might be the probable next step for ICF Slovak chapter, and then go for it.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And is there something that you'd like to share with our global community that might listen to our podcast today about what a coach should do or should not do, probably as a final summary of our conversation today?
You know, probably we had an informal discussion before with Susanna, and I think it's a kind of a general issue. So it is very important that being professional ICF coaches, that we behave as professional coaches with our clients. Sometimes we would miss deep behavior in personal lives.
Okay.
So this integrity should be given, mm-hmm. that not being a professional coach, but being a person with a professional coach character, be that on the job and be that at home or be that with friends. Mm-hmm. So that is something that I have taken from our previous discussion with Susanna. So, and I find it is important, because the communities of coaches is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say sometimes some friction areas would pop up, and mm-hmm. then in the special moments, these professional coaches approach is asked, even when dealing with personal or private issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I would say
a little bit my message.
My message maybe for all coaches, just please share information about professional coaching,
mm-hmm.
because there are also non-professional coaches, and they will be.
Yeah.
And what we can do, just do our job well, to show the example and to share the information what the really professional coaching is.
Yeah. That's a wonderful concluding sentence, to commit ourselves to professional coaching, and to know where the boundaries are, where there is probably mentoring, where there's probably consulting or therapy or other aspects, such as being a a person in a huge hall with thousands of people and telling a talk and naming this as well coaching. So this is something that happens in Germany currently. There are people that name the huge events as coaching as well. So thank you so much, you both. I'd like to thank you for the time that we had together today and for the work that you're doing in order to establish professional coaching in Slovakia and with the connections to all the surrounding. And I hope to meet you on one of the conferences we probably might have in Europe next year. I'm not sure about that. So thank you for that. And thank you for being our guests within ICF Germany's podcast.
Thank you very much, Anne. And thank you for the invitation. And thank you for a great discussion.
Thank you for the curious questions. Yeah. Always great. So it was our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The ICF podcast is a journalistic offering of ICF Germany and provides a colorful bouquet of entertaining and informative content. The statements of the interview partners do not necessarily represent the position of ICF Germany.